Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, a familiar voice to the show from the Shoreline Players there in Oscoda, my good friend Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm just wonderful, sir.
Good. Yes, you are now, but man, we were just talking before we went on. You've got a busy schedule coming up, and so we'll be talking to you quite frequently over the next couple of weeks, and I think that's terrific, because you guys always do some quality work, and one of those is the thing that starts, tomorrow already. Your spring production is called A Community of Two.
That's right, and, you know, we're opening on April Fool's, but, you know... We're not fooling around here. This is a wonderful show.
Yeah, well...
Great show.
It's usually when I talk to you or I talk to any of the groups, the play or the production has a familiar sound to it, but A Community of Two does not. So give us some background on what this production is.
You know, we've kind of been fooling, literally, as we say, April Fool's, fooling around with the idea of doing this show for a couple years now.
Okay.
Because it is, as you said, not a well-known show.
Right.
But it's a quirky little comedy. Set in the 1970s, which some people remember.
Yes.
I've got some young cast members who have no clue.
Wow.
But
yikes.
But they're doing a great job.
Good.
Because they were born long after that decade. And it all takes place in the hallway of an apartment, an old apartment building that is going to be converted into condominium.
Okay.
And it centers around our main character, Alex, who is newly divorced and walks out of her apartment and locks herself out in the middle of a blizzard. So, I mean, you know right there that something funny's got to happen.
Right. The mind wanders on just what happens next in something like this.
Absolutely. And, of course, because it's going to be converted into condominiums, this isn't just any apartment complex. There's a little construction going on, you know, a little craziness.
Okay. Sure.
And probably a first for Shoreline Players. We got to build an elevator. So, you know, this is some good stuff.
Wow, yeah. So if you come out for the play for any reason, come see the elevator.
Come see the elevator. I mean, come on, you know. How often do you get to build an elevator on your stage?
Exactly,
so,
all right.
And we have an outstanding cast. Everybody who you will get to see on stage, once again transforming themselves into someone else completely, are veterans to our stage.
All right.
Alex is played by Jeanette Klein, who has been doing shows with us, you know, for quite a while and is just a phenomenal talent. Her neighbor is played by Jay Wells, who's also someone who's been with the theater for quite a while and been seen in many productions. And his wife, Tina Wells, joins him on stage as well.
Okay.
And then we have Ellen Dalton, who has, of course, been on our stage several times and with the Talus Bay Players. So we're pleased to have Ellen in the show with us. And then we have a couple of our young folks who, this first gentleman, Wade Seidenstricker, joined us a couple years ago and made his debut on our stage. And then we have our two young ladies, Taylor Host and Jaden Gardzewski, who are sharing a role, one each weekend. Taylor will be opening the show. Jaden will be closing the show next weekend. And they have both come up from our youth group, the Spider Group. So it's kind of fun to see them having made the progression from the Spider Group. And now I believe this is their second adult production they've done with us. And, of course, to bring it all together is Keith Smith. He is our philosopher locksmith who joins us in the show. And he is the father of our director, Diana Smith.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So fun stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like an award-winning cast for sure, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun play for anybody who still might have a few of the winter blues as we head into the spring season here. And now it's happening both weekends. It starts tomorrow and runs this weekend and next, right?
That's right. The show will run April 1st through the 3rd, and then again April 8th through the 10th. Tickets are on sale now at Gilbert's in Oscoda, Gilbert's Drugstore. Mm-hmm. If you want to stop in and pick up your general admission ticket, get it right now, you can. Tickets are also on sale. If you would like to make a whole evening of it, you can do a dinner and a show ticket, and you can purchase that right at Tate's. You get your choice of three lovely meals, you select your meal, you get your ticket delivered right to your table, and you head on over to the theater, and that's available on Fridays and Saturdays, both weekends.
Wow, all right.
And then if you want a student ticket, you can purchase general admission tickets and student tickets as well at the box office, and student tickets are $5.
Very good. And again, now this production is taking place at the Shoreline Players Theater.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
This is our first one back at the theater after our winter over at the Camp Inn, but... We had a great time there and have one more show to wrap up there, but we are back with the doors open and the grass growing and everything happening in our building now.
Very good. Well, that's taking place these next 2 weekends, but we want to talk about one other event before we let you go, and we'll talk more detail about this on a future show. But you've got another production coming up called Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
We sure do, and we've been fortunate enough to have Carol Broadcasting come alongside with us,
yeah,
as well as Branham's Jewelry and Huron Tent and Event to sponsor this, because we are bringing the professional theater from Alpena, which is the Thunder Bay Theater, down to our stage.
Oh.
Their artistic director, Jeffrey Mindock, and I met, and we've kind of gone back and forth between each other's buildings, and we thought, wouldn't it be kind of neat, especially this time of year when everybody's just starting to get out again,
right,
to bring their show with their professional company and their production crew down and put it on our stage and let everybody see what it is they do up there,
nice,
and enjoy this professional show right here in Oscoda.
Wow, yeah. Now, when is this taking place?
That will be on a Wednesday evening. It's a little tough when you're working with a professional cast,
right,
because they literally leave when their show closes on Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
A lot of the actors vacate their apartment and move on to where they're going Monday morning.
Wow.
So we had to schedule it on a weeknight, but we still thought it was worth it. We still,
yeah,
thought it was worth it to bring this to our community. And that's going to be on Wednesday, April 6th at 7 p.m. And it's called Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And it is a musical that will have a lot of familiar tunes to folks,
sure,
who are familiar with music from the 50s.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the title of the play itself is the title of one of those great songs from the 50s.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 2 tickets available for that, and they are available right now also at Gilbert's or at the Camp Inn.
Okay.
Because we have a general admission ticket for $15, and we have a supper and a show ticket for $25. So if you just want to, you know, because this is such a great event you don't want to miss, you want to get off work, head right over to the theater. The doors for supper will open at 5:30, and we're going to have a wonderful heavy hors d'oeuvres supper catered in by the Camp Inn Lodge.
Wow.
And you can have your dinner and then go in and see this fabulous show and then head home still in plenty of time to get ready for the rest of your week.
There you go, exactly. And that's happening Wednesday night. So as I mentioned, busy, busy time for the Shoreline Players, a community of two, opening up tomorrow, these next couple of weekends, and then Wednesday night, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And again, Sue, if they want more information, best places to go, the website and the Facebook page, right?
Absolutely. They can go to our website at www.shorelineplayers.org. They can give us a call at 739-3586 if they want to get reservations or if they have some, yeah, questions. And because I think I'm going to practically be living there, so I should be able to catch the phone, too. And they can find us on Facebook, and we have created events and have information for all of our upcoming events there.
Super. Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players. Sue will be talking again very soon, but thanks for joining us today on this edition of Michigan Sunrise Side Today.